Even though your Indiana state lawmakers have wrapped up this year's session of the Indiana General Assembly, ag leaders are already focusing on next year's legislative session because your state lawmakers will be putting together another two-year budget beginning next January.
How does that affect State Department of Ag or the Office of State Chemist or any of these agencies that we're always working with and talking to?
And that's Bruce Kettler, President and CEO of the Agribusiness Council of Indiana. He says he's also concerned about any legislation that could put a damper on ag research and ag innovation.
We're always looking at new things like ag technology and how does the policy that's being worked on in the State House affect those industries. It's always the inadvertent pieces of legislation that sometimes aren't thought about that can be the biggest problems and challenges if you get a law enacted that doesn't think about that.
And even though Kettler says he and the ACI Policy Committee are already thinking about next year's Indiana General Assembly, the overall policy priority is the lack of a new farm bill on Capitol Hill.
We just keep hoping and hoping that something's going to happen with that. Frankly, as each day goes by and we don't get it marked up or don't get it heard in committees, I think at this stage the chances are pretty slim we're going to get a farm bill this year. I think everybody would like to see it. It gives us some certainty for our farmers, and ultimately then that affects our members of Agribusiness Council of Indiana as well.
You can hear my full conversation with ACI President and CEO Bruce Kettler as we dive deeper into policies that are impacting Indiana's ag businesses. That's at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.